Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. A wife of noble character who can find. She is worth more than rubies. Well, Proverbs 31:10, I submit for your consideration one Ellen Ripley. Yes, that's right, we are hopping aboard the Nostromo today, and we'll be covering things that are a tiny bit more adult than usual, so if it's not the type of journey you want to take, or you don't want the little ones asking too many questions, please return to your hypersleep chamber, and we will see you next time. Okay, so Ripley. Ever since I saw the first two Alien movies as a young teen, I have thought of Ripley as a core part of the template of what a grown woman should be like. Which, upon reflection, is probably why my father showed me those movies in the first place. But honestly, what's not to like? She was an officer on a ship and had the respect of her crewmates. She had both a child and a career. She was the only person in her universe to survive not one, but two encounters with aliens, and had the poise and grace to confidently tell the management of her company that they were stupid for thinking the aliens were at all something they should be trying to exploit. She had self-respect and self-confidence and self-control and brains. She provided for her family and made sound decisions. She was every inch the woman clothed in strength and dignity described in the verses following Proverbs 31:10. Oh, and she also spent some time in those first two movies traipsing around in her underwear and even strips nude once. Forget that part? I sure did. And more importantly, so did my husband. And while I'm sure there are plenty of people who still remember, if I were to ask you to describe her, you wouldn't immediately jump to, oh yeah, the girl in the Alien movie in her underwear. You would say, oh yeah, the lady in the power loader, or the lady with the flamethrower saving the little girl. And I guess that's part of the point, isn't it? You see, the subject of what I, as a female, am wearing has been publicly debated for as long as I can remember. And I know it's been a subject of public debate for far, far longer in human history. And growing up with that, well, it's confusing and messy and even dehumanizing at times. All you want is to feel comfortable and confident in your clothes and maybe have some functional pockets as well. But you're somehow simultaneously showing too much skin and not enough. Your clothes are both too form-fitting and too loose, and you have too much makeup on, but also not nearly enough. And your competence and brains? Those come a very distant second. With cares about how your self-confidence and self-respect are faring in all of this, miles behind. Forget about clothing yourself in strength and dignity. But you don't notice that with Ripley. She is just so awesome and comfortable in the idea of who she is and what she is capable of that what she is wearing in a particular scene fades into the background and is absolutely unimportant and forgettable. Moreover, the people she works with, corporate management being the glaring exception, give her the respect she deserves without her having to fight for it tooth and nail. And no human in either of those movies tries to force themselves on her, ever. Not even the Space Marines with risque pictures in their lockers, even when she's in her skivvies. I'm not saying that we should all prance around with practically nothing on, but I am saying that this laser focus on what women, not men, are wearing does more harm than good. It tells us that we as women are nothing without the right type of clothes. It tells us we cannot be loved for anything other than our looks. And it tells us all of our choices are bad. It sets us up to fail at being the Proverbs 31 woman, and also perpetuates a belief among men and boys that they are absolutely incapable of controlling themselves. As the mother of boys, that's the one that really keeps me up at night. So maybe, just maybe, the focus should be less on dictating how a woman should dress in the physical realm, and more in how well-made her spiritual clothing is. Because as Ripley shows, if you are clothed in strength and dignity, if you have self-confidence and self-respect, you will choose the appropriate clothing that will allow people to see the awesome creation of God that you are. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.